tonight. It is imperative that in the churches of Christ that we start a movement, a cultural shift, a different way of thinking. We must develop a cultural shift to evangelism. We need to start a movement in our churches that focuses on our communities. We need our members to step up to the plate and to understand the role that they have in winning souls to Christ. One by one, all across this land, churches of Christ are going to have to awaken and realize that unless we do our job, unless we take the gospel to this dying nation, the Church of Christ is not going to make it, not in the present form. I'm reminded of what Paul said in the First Thessalonian letter, his first epistle. This is a very unique congregation, and I believe that there's something here for us tonight. In 1 Thessalonians chapter 1, verse 7, he says to this church, he says, "So that ye were examples to all that believe in Macedonia and Achaia." I'm wondering tonight, if the Bridgewater congregation can be Thessalonica, can you be that example to all the churches in Houston, to all the churches in Katy? Can you be the example to the churches in South Texas? Because we need model churches. Friends, Thessalonica was a model church. We need model churches all over this land who show a model, prove a concept, and help brethren realize that evangelism works in America. And when he wrote to this, he said, "Listen, Thessalonica, you were an example. You helped us. You helped all Macedonia and Achaia. You were the model church." Look at verse number 8. "For from you sounded out the word of the Lord, not only in Macedonia, not only in Achaia, but also in every place your faith towards God's word spread abroad, so that we need not speak anything." Brothers and sisters, tonight we need model churches. I can't imagine the good that the Bridgewater congregation could do for South Texas. It's already happening at the Midtown congregation. Man, they're baptizing. Last year, we showed up in the fall. They baptized more people in 4 months than they had baptized in 2 years. And it's just kept on this year. And people hear about it. They hear about what Southwest is doing right now in Austin, Texas, an incredible job that John Garza and Cody Westbrook and that eldership are doing at turning a ship and showing the kingdom that, yes, evangelism works in the cities and even in Austin, Texas. Brethren, if evangelism can work in Austin, Texas, it can work here, I promise. We need model churches. We need congregations we can point at and say, they get it. Brethren just need to be shown the way. And I believe tonight that if we one by one can help turn the ship just one degree at a time, it's a Titanic. You won't turn the ship overnight. How do you turn the Titanic one degree at a time? Put one step in front of the other. I'm challenging this church. I know you can do it. I've been so impressed with the elders. I already knew Wade and Jennifer. There's no question about their ability and the preaching. Brethren, it's about you. It's about whether or not as members of this church, you will take this commission as Jesus gave it. "Go ye therefore in all the world," and that you'll take it to Bridgewater. You'll take it to Katy. You'll take it to Houston. It's about Crosby. Will Crosby take it to Crosby? It's about all the areas around where the churches do their jobs. Because if you will, as we have pointed out over and over in this seminar, you can grow. And I believe as churches begin to realize that, there's hope. Brother, those projections don't have to come true, and they will not come true. And if we have anything to do with it at all, it won't come true. We serve a triumphant God tonight. A God that's victorious, a God that wins. He's a winning God. We've got to change the culture in our locker rooms from the losing culture that seems to permeate through so many of our churches. I coach basketball, I coach soccer, I coach at the high school level. And I can tell you, when that team walked in the locker room, if they had losing on the mind, a losing culture kills a team. I think our culture needs to change. We need to stop talking about it can't be done, and we just need to do it. And as churches begin to hear the success, more will join in. I'm encouraged tonight by what I've seen, the excitement, the questions, the attendance, the focus and vision of your elders. May God bless the Bridgewater Church of Christ. You can do it. I commend you to God and to the word of His grace, who can build you up and give you an inheritance among all of them that are sanctified. There are people right now, they don't know it, but they're depending on you. There are neighbors and friends and family. If you don't do your job, they will be lost. Do your job, brethren. Focus on it like you've never focused on anything in your life. Don't be discouraged. Don't give up. Souls will be saved. Jesus said, many are called, few are chosen. We won't save most people. But if you can just save a few, you'll grow. That's all we need is a few. Maybe you're among the many tonight. We're going to call you out of the many. If you're among the many tonight, we want you to be part of the few. The only way to be out of the many is to obey the gospel of Jesus Christ. And so we're asking tonight, will you believe that Jesus is the Christ, the Son of God? Repent of your sins, confess His name, and be baptized for the remission of your sins. Come out of the many. Be buried with your Lord. He'll add you to the church. He'll arm you with the armament you need to succeed. Souls are in the balance tonight, and maybe it's you that can reach a mother, a father, a son or daughter, a neighbor or friend. If you have a need tonight, we stand ready to help you. Your Lord's arms are open. Just come. Just walk forward as we stand and as we sing.